Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting, Monday, December 12, 2022, 6:02 p.m. First order of business, Scott is to establish a quorum.
Dave Stewart.
Present.
Tom Holman.
Present.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you please be able to give an explanation of meeting procedures?
I'd like to welcome everyone to this December 12th, 2022 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for the cases denied, is Exhibit C. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you. First item of business is review and action of the November 14, 2022 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve November 14, 2022 minutes.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes stand approved. We're going to move forward to public hearing and final vote. We have two items on the agenda. One is a rezone. And just for everyone's benefit, what is taking place today is the Planning Commission to review to recommend approval or denial that would go to the county commissioners. And that meeting is on December 19th. So, Scott, first item, 22-032, rezone.
So, RZ 2232 is a rezone request generated by the planning administrator. It's to make a recommendation for the county commission to approve a rezone request of one parcel, which is number 8-9.0-30-000-000-008.000. The property is owned by CKW Properties, LLC. It's located at 424 Eagle Rock Road, Branson. Property is currently zoned R1 single family residential. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental district. Reason for this rezone request is on February 10th, 2020, the Planning Commission approved a Division 3 permit, not a special use, but a Division 3 request by CKW Properties, LLC, authorizing the development of recreational vehicles, mobile homes, and tiny homes for nightly rental, along with a public laundromat to be located at Carson's Country Court. And it included the parcel numbers that ended in 008.001, which is currently zoned NR1, and parcel number that ends in 008.000, which is the request before you tonight. So if we look at the screen, and you can see 248, this is where 248 goes north, Gretna Road goes west. So there's all the property. Here's the zoning. Both of these parcels came through at the same time on that Division 3. It's just one of those somehow we missed, and zoned it R1, which I'd have to allow nightly rental on it even though it is R1 because they have the Division 3, which is approved by the Planning Commission for the nightly rental. So here's our last digit. You can see the 8.001, and here's the 8.000. And then here's a copy of that Division 3 that I included in your packet that shows that parcel number and the other parcel number. So it's just one that we somehow missed, and it's one of the Division 3s that should have been NR1, and we zoned it R1. That's all I have for you. The actual owner did show up. I told him he didn't have to speak. This was generated by the planning administrator's office. So.
Okay. Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? For or against?
I'm signed up for it, but if there's nobody opposing it, I don't guess I need to.
And that's your owner, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's just see. We might pull you up, but let's just see. Based on that and what Scott's presented, are there any comments, questions, or concern on anyone on the Planning Commission to correct this? Again, this would be a recommendation to go to the County Commission Commissioners on December 19th. So with that, would do we have enough information to make a motion?
I'll make that motion for it to be corrected.
Yep. I second.
Got a motion and a second. I'm going to read a specific motion here. Motion to recommend approval of application 22-032 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by planning administrator for the parcels located at 424 Eagle Rock Road, Branson, 08-9.0-30-000-000-008.000 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of that motion, please raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is okay. Carried unanimous.
Thank you.
That will move us on to the conditional use permit.
So you have conditional use permit number application 22-034. It's generated by Mansview LLC. They're seeking Planning Commission approval of conditional use permit to include a number of different uses, which include the following: would be recreational, entertainment outdoor for the UTV trails, a stage to include a sales office, restaurant, conference room as part of the recreation park, campground, recreational vehicle park for the 50 proposed RV spots, and if more were to be added, if it was approved, they would have to come to Planning Commission for approval for any additional above the 50. Nightly rental use for 50 nightly rental cabins and 50 tent camping locations. And again, if more sites were to be added above the 50, then they would have to come to Planning Commission for that approval. And a shooting range for a proposed skeet, pistol, and rifle range. So this property will be served by a private well for water and on-site septic system to be approved by the Department of Natural Resources and or the Taney County Environmental Services Department for wastewater. The parcels are located off of 4425 State Highway JJ and Aspen Road. The parcels are currently zoned A1 agricultural. And we have a total of six parcels that total approximately 1,455 acres per the assessor's information. So if we look on the screen, of course you have your nightly rental conditional use that they would have to comply with, which is Articles 24. And the shooting range has its own article of 30. which has the conditions I believe I included in your packet, and I can bring those up because I have those ready to pull up if you need to look at them. And then this decision is subject to all existing easements, and three would be commercial building permits would be required for all applicable structures. So if you look right down in here, you can see the airport. You can see where Jay continues on to the Drury Mincy area, and then JJ, which comes out on 14 in Arkansas. So our zoning layers, the C2 is all part of the Branson Creek golf courses. We have some R2. This hatch green is actually your Mincy Wildlife Area. And then, of course, all of the surrounding parcels besides it to the east are A1. When I've read those are our conditional use requests. That I would have turn it over to applicant and representative. Give you more details.
Who is the applicant representative?
Planning Board, thank you for having us. My name is Darren Brim. This is Jason Shaw and Daniel Hensley. We represent Texplex at Fox Creek. Not exactly where we're supposed to.
Well, just if you can give like your elevator pitch on what you're attempting to do to give us an idea, and then I think you've given a PowerPoint or a presentation, Scott, that we can look at.
Yeah, you can go along with that at the same time if you want, Scott. We're just really looking to bring in a family-friendly area as far as that goes, where, you know, the 10 million people that Branson brings in as a tourist area, we're going to want to grab a hold of that, plus add to it if we can to bring in more revenue to the Taney County. We also want to make it fun and adventurous for those who live here too as well. We want to give plenty of places to go. We have 25 miles of trails and stuff, previously acquired Jeep trails and UTV trails that we're tending to. We're going to be putting a 4,000 square foot steel building and retail center in there. It'll handle the conference system. The business plan is bringing in business corporations and stuff like that to be able to bring in. We're not looking at anything huge as far as cabins, as far as that goes. We're looking at small cabins. We're not looking at anything double deckers. That one probably is a little bit big for us. But just something small for people to come and just hang out and have a good time as a community. We're also going to be bringing in the RV sites, as far as that goes, will be with and without hookups. And I know we offered 50 of each and everything. We're probably not going to even hit that amount. We just wanted to make sure that we had the room if we ever did, so we wouldn't have to come back and reapply over and over and over again just to add two or three more spots as we go. We're looking at campgrounds. The campgrounds are going to be very rustic throughout the area. There's not going to be any particular facilities. We are looking at just a skeet shooting range at this time. I did plan it as far as Scott told me, to plan for everything from beginning to the very end of possibilities. So this is what I came up with. That's why it was a pistol range and a rifle range. The owner has currently made it as a skeet shooting range only right now, as far as that goes. And then as far as the stage concerned, one of Scott's concerns was we don't want another Garth Brooks problem as far as that.